Okay, my friends. Were you part of the group that said, "Give us more dinosaur stories. Please, we want more dinosaurs." Yeah, if you were, I've got good news for you. Today, we are doing yet another dinosaur story.
That's what dinosaurs do.
That's what dinosaurs do. It was written by Jory John, illustrated by Pete Oswald, read today by Mommy and... What's your name? Doodle 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 doodle. I love it. Are you ready? All right. So in the picture, we can see a group of people sitting on a bench waiting for a bus to come, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a lovely big green bush behind them. Wait, hold on.
Two eyes.
Are there two eyes poking out of that bush? There are! And then out of the bush pops a giant dinosaur who says... And then he chases the kids in the park and he roars. And then he goes to the farm and he hops on the tractor and he roars. Man, this dinosaur is a very roary dinosaur. Here we go. William had a really great weekend, but now his throat hurt from way too much roaring. William went to the doctor. Oh my, in the picture, we can see what's inside of his throat.
He has a bicycle, mm-hmm. A fishing...
Fishing pole?
Fishing pole.
Mm-hmm.
And a soccer ball.
And a soccer ball, goodness gracious. No more roaring for a week, the doctor proclaimed. And I mean it. Asked William. Exactly, said the doctor. Don't do that.
But how can I not roar?
Thought William.
That's what dinosaurs do.
William was sad, down, distraught, depressed, drained. Roaring was his life.
Now what?
He did want to get better, though, so William completely stopped his roaring. And it was not easy. Can I tell you something really quick? There was a time when your mom had a vocal illness. And I was told by my doctor that I couldn't talk. For 6 months, I had to be quiet. It's true, it was while I was in college. And I was there on a singing scholarship, so it was real bad. But it worked out in the end. So if I can do it, he can do it. All right. There were just so many great opportunities to roar. For example, in the picture, we can see he goes to a delicious taco truck. And he can't roar. And then he goes to a baseball game. And he can't roar. And you know, of all places to get a good roar out, I would say the crowd roars at the baseball game. And I definitely will roar for some good tacos. And then he goes to the farm, and you would think to herd up all the animals, it might be easy to roar at them, but no, you can't. As embarrassing as it was, poor William decided that he must live a life of silence. He sat in his chair and stared at the wall and drank cup after cup of chamomile tea with honey.
Not roaring is So boring,
thought William.
It's no fun when a dinosaur loses his roar, even for a week. On Tuesday, William moped around his garden. On Wednesday, William remained inside his house. On Thursday, William stayed under the covers all day. On Friday, William could barely stand it. He had to roar again. William went back to the doctor.
It looks a little better, William, said the doctor. Still not great, though.
Roar?
Asked William. You may roar, said the doctor. But if you roar too much, your throat will surely hurt again.
Outside the doctor's office, William spotted the mailman, who smiled and waved, and William waved back, but then he felt something bubbling up inside of him, and William knew he shouldn't roar at the nice mailman, but he did it anyways. Because that's what dinosaurs do. William spotted some kids at the playground, and they were having a lot of fun, and William liked fun, so he joined them on the swings and on the slide, and while he played, William knew he shouldn't roar at all the kids, but then he felt a new roar bubbling up until he just couldn't help himself. Because that's what dinosaurs do. And William spotted some people waiting for the bus, and he waited.
Fact, dinosaurs don't like waiting. Fact, they like roaring. So, he roared at them. Yes, that's what dinosaurs do.
Now, William rode the bus all the way home, and at his stop, the driver said,
"Have a nice weekend, William."
And William turned and smiled his nicest, toothiest smile. And then he roared in the driver's face. That's a very soft roar.
I guess I deserved that.
Geez, what was that for?
Asked the driver. There was only one answer to his question. That's what
dinosaurs do.
Mm-hmm. William had another great weekend because what is he doing?
The townspeople gathered in front of William's house and demanded an apology. Even his doctor was there.
But William wasn't sorry for roaring. Not one bit.
You want to know why?
Because that's what
dinosaurs do.
Mm-hmm.
That's what dinosaurs do.
That's what dinosaurs do. So you gotta be careful when you got a dinosaur around you because they are gonna do what they are meant to do. And that is to roar.
And that, my friends, is